Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Network news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYS American, EP. Emerging as key player in Bolivia's silver belt, New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on the NYS American as NEWP and on the TSX as NEWAG, is emerging as a key player in Bolivia's silver belt. The company's silver sand and Carangas projects, discovered in the last 5 years, are among the world's largest undeveloped silver deposits, with a potential combined output of nearly 19 million ounces annually. New Pacific has three precious metal projects in Bolivia, including the flagship Silver Sand project, which has the potential to become one of the world's largest silver mines. The company is also advancing its silver-lead-zinc Carangas project and completed a discovery drill program at Silverstrike in 2022. For more information, visit New Pacific's newsroom at nn.fm/newp.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, FSC 3WK0. Advances Beacon Gold Mill Restart reports high-grade results from Swanson Deposit. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE, is making significant progress with the Beacon Gold Mill and Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. The company is finalizing mill maintenance, drilling plans near the historic Beacon Mine, and logistics for production restart supported by a $5 million budget. An independent evaluation confirmed readiness and replacement costs exceeding $71.5 million. LaFleur is also working on a comprehensive PEA due by October 2025. Initial assays from Swanson show high-grade intercepts and extensions, reinforcing the deposit's potential. With a focus on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill, LaFleur aims to deliver long-term value in the Abitibi Gold Belt. Soaring gold prices open doors for emerging producers. Gold prices have soared to record highs, attracting attention amid inflation concerns and slowing global growth. LaFleur Minerals Inc. is transitioning to production at the perfect time, owning a fully permitted gold mill and strategic projects in Canada. Other forward-thinking companies like Trifecta Gold Ltd., Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold Corp., and Abcorp Mines Inc. are also ready to benefit from the surge in gold prices. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.